He was here about 2 months, and he had an accident, and we lost him.
I'm sorry. You said you have a sister?
I have a sister here.
Mm-hmm. Does she have kids?
She had four, and she lost one girl. Mm-hmm. And she was raised here, went to school, mm-hmm. and moved to Denver and became a nurse. Mm-hmm. And
so the rest are boys?
She's got two boys. She has one boy that lives here that has a trailer mm-hmm. park up here, a camper. And she comes and spends the summer, June, July, and August, mm-hmm. leaves in September.
Okay. What would he be to you? What would you call him besides his name?
Well, he's a nephew.
Okay.
Kind of a right-hand man. Yeah,
he
helps Joel and I.
Does he? Good. You need a right-hand man,
yeah.
especially mm-hmm. when you get on. And you would be his what?
I'm his aunt.
Okay.
It kind of helped raise him.
Did you?
When she couldn't afford him in Denver or something, we'd go up there and get him and bring him here to Lake City.
Okay. And Joel, you would be his what?
Uncle.
Yeah.
His uncle.
Yeah.
His uncle.
What kind of teachers did you have? I suppose you had a number of teachers at the school. Were they mostly men?
No, we had one, two, three women and two men.
Okay.
A man in the high school, and then our superintendent, which was a man.
Okay.
His name was Heath, and that's what the school is named as.
Oh, really?
Heath Elementary.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Uh-huh, it's down there. And he quit being superintendent. Right after I graduated, it was maybe one more year he stayed. And then he left and he went to Pueblo to live.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went there, that's where he had some. His children were down there. And
okay.
they went to Pueblo to work. That's where they had to find work to keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One other question. How would you address your teachers? Do you remember?
Well, they were fine. They were fine people,
Super. H.G. Heath, he taught over four generations of students here.
Okay.
Yeah, and was a tremendous person.
Mother.
He took over a lot of good things. He even preached in the Presbyterian Church and.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a different lifestyle back yonder
mm-hmm.
than it is now.
Sure.
You donated a lot of your time for the different entities.
Sure. Do you remember how you would address, how would you talk, if you were going to talk to your teacher, you had a question, do you remember what you would say to him? Would you say Mr. or, do you remember that?
Yeah, he was a tremendous caring person that... would go out of his way to help you do whatever was bothering you, you know, like, he you couldn't ask for a better person in your community,
mm-hmm.
and... that's the way I describe H.G. Heath.
Okay.
And it shows it because the school is named after H.G. Heath.
Yeah, that's
heck
of an honor.
When our school, it was a big brick two-story thing,
mm-hmm.
and when it was condemned,